Welcome to Shomar Shavan Adav, she is sponsored by Nishmasar B'Yakashon and Abbas Yitzchok. We're holding in Sukkah Dav Yud Aleph. The Gemara Amud Beis at the end of the page speaks about how do we know that a Sukkah needs to be Dovah Shegidulim in Oretz Ve'inu Mekavot Tumah. Says the Gemara, because if it's a Noni HaKavod, the clouds come in the ground, it's Ve'inu Mekavot Tumah. Says the Gemara, that's good, according to Mandom, according to Rabbi Lezer that says, the Basukos of Shavtis Meisro speaks about Nani HaKovet. But according to Rabbi Akiva, that says that the Sukos of Shavtis Meisro is not talking about Nani HaKovet. It's talking about Sukos Mamesh, an actual Sukkah. So then, there wasn't a Nani HaKovet. So how do you know that the Sukkah needs to be Dovash V'Kabal Tumo V'Ein Gidul Minaritz? And the Gemara brings several Amoroim, they bring different ways. How do you know that Sukkah is Dovash V'Gidul Minaritz V'Ein V'Kabal Tumo? Now, the Shulchan Aruch, in the beginning of Hilchos Sukkah, Simen Taf Resh Ra Chaf Hei, starts by saying, Besukos Teishu Shivas Yomim, Ki Besukos Yisro Shavtis Mei Yisrael, Hem Anone HaKovet Sheikifom. The Sukkahs that Kishbohu gave us is Anone HaKovet. Ask the Vilna Goyen on the spot. But that's all according to Rabbi Lezer, not according to Rabbi Akiva. And all the Amoraim in our Sukkahs seem to agree with Rabbi Akiva, that they bring other sources where Anon HaKovet comes. Answers the Goyen, based on the Yerushalmi that's quoted in Tosfos Nevi'ot Beis Hamikdash. The Yerushalmi says, the Rabbi Yochanan, one of the Amoraim that brings another source where the Schach has to come from Dovah Gadol Min Haaretz Ve'Einu Mekavel Tumah. Why doesn't he learn from Anon HaKovet? Says the Yerushalmi that Rabbi Yochanan holds that Anon HaKovet didn't come from the ground. They come from above. Really, it's a machlekes between Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish. Where does Anonim come from? Does Anonim come from the ground? They grow from the ground. And then they go up to the sky. So, Gidulim in Haaretz. Or, the Anonim come from Shemayim. And they have nothing to do with the ground. So, it's a discussion how the Anonim look like. So, Yimele says the Goyen, could be everybody agrees with Rabbi Lezer that Anonim HaKovot were, that's what is surrounding Am Yisrael. But to learn Gedulim in Haaretz, I can't learn from there because I know I don't come from the ground. But this understanding in Rabbi Yochanan, the Yerushalmi, according to Tosfos, the Gemara is bringing to explain all the Amoraim, this really gives us a taste and understanding in Divrei Rabbi Akiva. Because really it's hard to understand. According to Rabbi Akiva, Sukkos Mamash, does Rabbi Akiva disagree that there was an Oni HaKovet? It says a Feresh in the Psukim and Chumash that there was an Oni HaKovet. And that's how, as the Goyen himself brings the Lashonis of Chazal all over, is that there was an Oni HaKovet. And Rashi, the Beis Amud Beis, says that the Man Yehudi Dor Yosech, and the simple understanding is an Oni HaKovet. As we said in the first Machshav on the Daf. So what does it mean that Rabbi Akiva says Sukkos Mamash? So many Mefarshim want to say that really there's no Machlokes here with Yom Lozer Rabbi Akiva. There was really also Sukkos Mamash, and there was also an Oni HaKovet. And each Sefer says it a little differently. I saw that Divrei Chaim Mitzanz says something that really connects to what the Yerushalmi has told in Tosfos. Divrei Chaim says, you know that Anoni HaKovet comes from Hashem. But a person needs to have his own status, his own peula to receive that Anoni HaKovet. You have to have something from your own. So that's what it means, Sukkos Mamash, Kutei Rabbi Akiva. Sukkos Mamash means each one build his own sukkah. Each one build his own base kibbutz, his own receptacle, to receive that Anoni HaKovet. It needs to come something from us. The Imre Emes has a similar idea. He just says that Am Yisrael as a whole, they got Anoni HaKovet in Sukkos. But until then, they prepare themselves for it by doing Sukkos Mamash. The Sukkos Mamash is our pe'ula to receive that Anoni HaKovet. And we put all this together, it comes out like this. We need something from us, from below. Rabbi Lazar says, Anoni HaKovet says, Tosfos, he holds that Anonim come from below. In order to have Anonim, the cover above, it starts from down here in the world. It starts from down here by human beings. Ha'aretz nosliv ne'odom. It comes to the Bnei Odom, the Anonim, and then it goes up to Shemayim, and then you have Anoni HaKovet. But Rabbi Akiva says, no, Anoni HaKovet comes from above. So you need to do your pe'ula. What's your pe'ula? Sukkos Mamash. Many of the sages say there's no machlekes at all, which is hard to say because we have a feirish here in the Gemara that's a machlekes. But according to what we're saying, there is some machlekes over here. What is the human being's pe'ula? What does he have to do to receive anan yakovet? Korta ablazer, ananin come from below, means it goes based on what a human being does. That's his avoida. Korta bekiva, sukkas mamish, that's what brings you the anan yakovet. That's your pe'ula, your act to receive the anan yakovet that comes from above. That's how you combine these two shittas. Anyone who wants to join the Shomachshava email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.